Bubbles? Bubbles? Oh, there you are. Bubbles, do you know what today is?
Ooh.
Of course it's Sunday, Bubbles. Don't get snarky. No, today is a very special day. Today is the day that my long life dream gets realized.
Ooh.
What? No! Do I look dressed for a beauty pageant? Ridiculous. I think it's time I share my knowledge with people more likely to listen than Goku. I've decided I'm going to start my own podcast, Bubbles. That's right. And I know just what I'll call it. This is King Kai Cat.
Welcome, everyone, to episode zero of the King Kai Cast. I'm your host, Peter Vioxx, and this is going to be your introduction to this brand new Dragon Ball podcast. You're going to get to learn a little bit about my own personal history with this amazing story, be it the manga, the anime, video games, action figures, all of it. You're also going to get an idea of what this show is going to offer. So if you've come late in the game and you don't know where to start, this is your starting point on Snake Way. Now, before we get to any sort of mission statement, I want to introduce myself. Like I said before, my name is Peter, or Pete, whatever you prefer, and I am a man with many hobbies and fandoms. Sometimes, it honestly feels like it's too many. But, bill-paying jobs aside, I also have another podcast called Jam Transmissions with my co-hosts Josh and Eden, and this is a weekly show about everything to do with Star Wars. Listening to this Dragon Ball podcast and hearing that should tell you one thing about me, if nothing else, and that is that I tend to burn the candle at both ends. But guys, I just can't help it. There's just so much excellent fiction out there in the world, and despite already having another podcast, I always think to myself how much I would love to talk about my other fandoms, like on other shows, week to week. But that's where King Kai Cast comes in. See, I'm a big fan of both hour-long podcasts, but also ones a little on the shorter side. I recognize that there are a lot of people like me who aren't able to listen to pods all day on the job, so we catch them while we're on our commutes, you know, running errands or just chilling at the house. King Kai Cast will fit real nicely with your schedule, aiming to be no more than about 30 minutes or so a week, maybe more, maybe less. But, you know, that also makes it perfect for binging. I found that a lot of people around my age, and I am in my early 30s, those of us who grew up watching Dragon Ball Z in middle school or even earlier, see, we never let go of our love of watching Goku and his friends fight that next big evil alien threat to Earth. People of all walks of life know who Goku and Vegeta are. Easily recognizing the spiky-haired anime dudes on my t-shirt while I'm walking around in public. It sparks conversation with strangers in line at the grocery store, even. See, Dragon Ball Z was a huge phenomenon, and it really took the world by storm, and it left a Saiyan ape-sized footprint in all of our minds. In fact, just last night I was flipping channels during a commercial of a big football game, and I saw Dragon Ball Kai was on. Next thing you know, I've watched an hour's worth of Kai and Super, and the game was already over before I knew it, because I just couldn't turn it off. So let me tell you a little bit about my personal experience with Dragon Ball. My very first memory of Dragon Ball was 25 years ago. Wow. But it was in a Walmart in 1995.
Dragon Ball! To you, Goku, my greatest pupil with a tail. I entrust this ancient Dragon Ball. Keep it and the others from the evil Emperor. And while fearsome creatures may stand in your way and be your lunch, you'll also have many allies, even Bulma. Two brave warriors, fast-eating Krillin and sword-swinging Yamcha, will help you defeat the Emperor.
Sword-swinging Yamcha. All right, picture this, guys. The toy aisles were dominated by merchandise from the Power Rangers movie. You know, and I had already gotten that coveted silver White Ranger Fliphead toy. But then I saw something I had never seen before. Dragon Ball. And inside the blister package was a guy who looked straight out of a kung fu movie, with orange pants and a green shirt, probably not what you were expecting, and a sweet curved sword. And long hair. Sword swinging Yamcha. If you guys want to see the commercial that I got that audio from, just search Fort Chinnigan's video on YouTube. Just type US Dragon Ball toy commercial 1995. So, I had no idea what this was or who this was, but I asked my mom to buy it for me because it looked awesome. I played with the toy despite not knowing how to watch the cartoon, which at the time kind of reminded me of Speed Racer. I had no idea what anime was. I was in second or third grade, right? and it had yet to take the world by storm, as it would just a few years later, actually. Perhaps the difficulty that I and possibly other kids had finding that show is why Dragon Ball only released 13 episodes in the US back then. Who knows? I could find everything else I wanted to watch back then. All that great tokusatsu explosive goodness. But let's fast forward to 1998. I was basically in a summer camp in between my 6th and 7th grade years. In the cafeteria, I was eating my absolute favorite lunch at the time. Peanut butter and jelly, which I would take apart and crush up my nacho cheese Doritos in, and then smash it all back together. I have a great nostalgia associated with food. I saw a giant bald guy with a goatee, and a smaller guy with spiky red-brown hair. They both had really neat headsets, too, that covered one eye with a blue-green glass, and they were being fought by a crew of guys in orange gi and a green alien. Holy crap, guys. It was the coolest thing I had seen on TV since the Dragonzord got summoned out of the water to fight giant monsters in cardboard cities. Imagine a cafeteria full of 30 or 40 kids, and all of us were huddled around the sort of TVs that used to be in schools. You remember the ones that got wheeled in on the big metal carts? Yeah. And we were watching Dragon Ball Z. Every day at lunch, we would be connecting our Game Boys via cables to trade Pokemon with our friends as we waited for the Addams Family cartoon to hurry up and just end so we could watch DBZ. Anime was starting to become a household name. If you were growing up then, you remember exactly what it felt like. Hiding those Pokemon cards at school because the principal said it was a form of gambling? But that's a story for another kind of podcast. The school year started, and once I got off the bus, I would run all the way home as fast as I could so I could watch what was, to me, the most exciting block of television for me in my formative years.
Feel that? The winds of change are blowing again.
Stop right there!
At 4, the scum of the Negaverse are making it tough for the Sailor Scouts.
No one stands in my way!
At 4:30, Ryu keeps things moving.
Follow my lead! Right!
At 5, DBZ lays down the law.
Guys, there's no time!
5:30, the Ronin Warriors bring it on home.
Meets your
it's good to be the king, only Toonami.
Toonami. Tom would broadcast amazing shows, from Ronin Warriors to Sailor Moon, Gundam Wing to Outlaw Star, and of course we were on the edge of our seat, discussing the cliffhanger endings at school and what would happen next time on Dragon Ball Z. We were all counting the days and trying to figure out when Goku would turn Super Saiyan for the first time, because we all saw the pictures of the golden hair Saiyans on Angel Fire and GeoCities fan pages. You remember? The excitement was electric. That was my personal history with Dragon Ball, condensed. I have since watched every episode of Dragon Ball Z at least twice in completion, once in English dub, once in Japanese. I caught every episode of Dragon Ball Super week to week with my wife Eden. Every Sunday, which we would call Super Sunday. I've also read all of the manga of the original Dragon Ball series, but I have not watched all of the anime. I have also not watched any of GT. There's a lot of discussion for what is canon, what contradicts itself, etc., etc., but my plan is to simply discuss all of Dragon Ball as a whole, from beginning to end. So here's the plan, guys. Just like you and I just did, we're going to relive our memories and possibly make some new ones. The plan for King Kai Cast is to start with recapping and discussing the original Dragon Ball manga from beginning to end, then hop right into Dragon Ball Kai, all the sagas, then it's right on to Dragon Ball Super and beyond. This is going to be a long-term project. I still haven't decided on a schedule for the show. It may evolve as time goes on, but for now, this is the plan. I also want to make this an interactive show, so if you want to send in an email about any of the topics we were discussing at the time, or just general thoughts, memories, or questions, you can email kingkaicast@gmail.com. And to make it a little more fun, you can record a voice memo on your phone and send it as an attachment. We can play it as a voicemail. But that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed the walk down memory lane, and that you're excited to recap the entire Dragon Ball saga. Man, this is going to be one hell of a project, honestly, like, what am I getting myself into? Hey, be on this journey with me. The journey begins with episode 1, and the first tale is about Bloomers and the Monkey King. Find out what happens next time on King Kai Cast.
Enter.
欲の彼方そうさ僕たちは天使だった空の上から愛の種を撒き散らしてこの星から悲しみ消したかったねえ広いブルースカイ見上げていると雪が湧かないか今でも To my friend 背中の羽はなくしたけれどまだ不思議な力